We hear in the first reading about Eve, the original mother of us. And we see that her and Adam wanted to be like God. Now, at the very heart of that, that's very good, because we all want to be like God. But how they went about that completely was wrong. Because they wanted to be like God, so they turned to themselves and thought they knew what was best for themselves. They turned away from God and lifted up themselves. And today, we celebrate Mary, the true mother of us, the mother of us all, given to us by Jesus, the mother so pure, born, conceived without the stain of original sin, so that her son may be born into this world an unblemished lamb. Mary, the one we all need to turn to, because instead of turning toward herself, she turned to God. May it be done to me according to your word. I don't know what you're talking about, Lord. How could this be? But I trust you. I trust you with my very soul. I trust you no matter how hard this will be, no matter how much ridicule I will face. I trust you. I give myself totally to you. This is the call to all of us. We need to give ourselves completely to the Lord. Mary is our perfect example of how to pray to her son and completely give ourselves to her son. And we give ourselves to Jesus through Mary, because that's how God intended it to be. God brought his son into the world through this young girl. He brought his son into this world through Mary. Just think about that for a moment. The Son of God was brought into this world by a most likely 14-year-old teenager. The implications: she could have been stoned, she could have been divorced, but she trusted completely. Lord, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what's happening, but I completely trust in you.